This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I'm Bobby Sylvester, joined as always by Mike Tagliere. You can follow us on Twitter at BobbyFantasyPro and at Mike Tagliere NFL. So Tags, I'm taking a week off after this show, just, you know, before the major grind of the NFL season. Are you guys planning on doing like any mock drafts that way you can actually get a win while I'm gone?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I'm going to revoke your vacation privileges and tell you that you can't go on vacation if you keep talking smack.
Oh, man. Well, you got to beat me if you want to stop it, man. That's what it comes down to. So we're going to be talking players who are going to be moving up draft boards in the coming weeks as preseason gets underway. Then we're going to have a rematch between our guest and Tags and Fantasy Feud. I love the questions today. I can't wait to see Joe redeem himself and knock Tags off the winner's podium for the first time in show history. That guest, of course, is Joe Pisapia. He's on Twitter at JoePisapia17, and he's the author of the number one selling Fantasy Black Book series and host of the Fantasy Black Book pod on Fantrax. Joe, you up for the task, man?
I absolutely am. I'm very disappointed in my showing. I watched it back last time, and I'm disappointed in, honestly, I'm disappointed in the public, too. Some of your answers were crap. I mean, how can you not hate Doug Peterson's offense? How does he not irritate your fantasy team? I don't know. He's got to be on that list. But I'm still bitter, in case you couldn't tell.
That's part of the equation, though, right? I mean, you have to consider what the public is going to say. And, you know, some people...
Never take responsibility for yourself. That's rule number one as a fantasy analyst. Just never take responsibility for your own failures. It's always somebody else's fault, Bobby.
Well, Joe, this is really important. I need you to hold up your end of the bargain because Tags and I are going to have a bet. And I'm putting my pride behind you, Joe. So there's a lot of pressure. Tags, what are the stakes here?
The stakes are that we have one of the content producers, editors. I can't even keep track anymore of everybody that works with us on the Fantasy Pros podcast here. But basically, what's happening is James behind the scenes is going to be creating poems that Bobby or myself would have to read to the other person if they lose this edition of Fantasy Feud. So I really don't want to read Bobby a poem.
I'm really looking forward to having a poem read to me, Tags.
We did a similar thing like this where we used to have a song bet where Dan Strafford and I, when we were on Sirius together on the Black Book show, we used to do like the loser had to sing a song of the other person's choice. So I made Dan sing I Touch Myself. I made him sing I'm Every Woman. It was amazing. Some of the amazing stuff there.
Don't give our content producer any ideas. Tags and I are not singers.
Well, I think I just did. I hate to break it to you, Bobby, but I think I just did. So there you go.
All right, guys. So we're going to get into that here in just a second. First, I wanted to tell you about our cheat sheet creator. And it is like cheating, right? The cheat sheet creator Tags is amazing. It's the easiest way to create a cheat sheet for your draft. You can instantly import any rankings from the web or from your spreadsheet on your computer. You can even select like 4 or 5 experts and use those rankings and make that your cheat sheet. Premium members will also be able to customize rankings through a simple drag and drop interface, create player tiers with a click of a button, and import and edit player notes. Guys, this cheat sheet creator is amazing. Rankings can also be imported to Excel or used in our draft simulator and draft assistant. All the customization work is done for you on your cheat sheet, and it'll be leveraged into these integrated draft tools. And if you want to go to the cheat sheet creator and draft wizard, it's fantasypros.com/draftwizard. All right, guys, so I mentioned we're going to be getting into some players who are moving up draft boards. First, though, I noticed that Le'Veon Bell is, he's coming against the haters. He's heard our podcast, and he hears us talk about, oh, Le'Veon Bell was 260 pounds last year. He looks pretty good, guys.
I mean, he posted a video on Twitter saying 260, right? And then it's a video of him doing all of these workouts this offseason. But my question remains, how does this help you in Adam Gase's offense?
I don't imagine it does. Joe, are you a fan of Le'Veon Bell's ADP right now?
Well, I know there's a lot of hate on this show for Le'Veon Bell. I was here last time and I remember it well. But I mean, to my retort for Mike's question is there anything that can prepare anyone for Adam Gase's offense? I think the answer is no. So you might as well be healthy and take care of yourself and look good. I mean, he's got a lot of dollar bills to put in a lot of strippers' G-strings. So we know that Le'Veon Bell is a very busy man. While Antonio Brown is catching, you know, bricks and things like that, he's, you know, he's working the fingers in different ways. He's got the dollar bills. He's doing all the things that he likes to do. But I mean, look, I mean, all these videos, I don't care if it's the guy standing on the ball with the one foot and he's catching balls and red ball, yellow ball, and here's the stick, now catch this stick. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, like, I love these things. They're hilarious to me, but you've seen them, right? Tell me that inside you're not laughing a little bit, like, okay, this is funny, and I'm sure it helps in some way, but it's more comical than anything else.
Who knows? I just want to see him on the field. I want to see if Le'Veon Bell's as fast as he used to be.
I'd like to see more Bobby Sylvester workout videos. That's what I'd like to see. Can you post some of those?
Can I make a statement just so people don't think that I hate Le'Veon Bell? Like, I think Le'Veon Bell's an elite talent. I really do. But I also think that offense matters to running backs more than his talent does. And that's why he's like a middling second round pick to me. Like, I don't dislike Le'Veon Bell. He's fantastic. He's a solid running back, like well above average. But I just want to be clear in that. And please, Jets fans, stop coming at me and telling me that I just have something against the Jets. It's really not. It's just that you hired the worst coach in the NFL.
Yep, I agree. I agree with that, man. Yeah. And Joe, to get to your point, I will be posting more workout videos after my vacation. I'm going to stop eating, you know, 4 or 5 pizzas a week and get back in shape so I can break another world record. I've actually got the world record in mind, but we're saving it for, for later in August. So you guys are going to have to wait for that. So guys, we're going to be diving into some players who are going to move up ADP. That's average draft position. A lot of this is, you know, the general public is going to be, the more casual fans are going to be doing drafts, and that changes things. Also in the preseason, we're going to get more information. Hey, this guy's actually healthy. Hey, this guy's actually the starter. And so we're going to be looking at some of that. If you want to follow along, you can now check out our rankings, ECR, that's the expert consensus rankings. So, you know, 140 experts, mash them all together. That's the industry rankings at fantasypros.com/rankings. So Joe, we're going to let you go first, and we're going to go in that roundtable fashion. You're going to go, then Tags, then myself. We'll each share 4 or 5 players that we think will jump up ADP in the coming months. Who do you have?
If there's one guy that I've seen so far in early drafts that seems to be grossly undervalued, and understandably so, because of the wrist injury, because he came out of nowhere almost last year, because of the size, it's Philip Lindsay. And it's a guy right now on Fantasy Pros who's going 56 overall in PPR. And I can understand, there's Royce Freeman still there. There was a lot of variables, I think, that kind of equated into where people were starting to drop Philip Lindsay a little bit as of a lot of the mocks, like we just did the one with Tags and a couple of the other ones that I've been in, some real drafts at FSGA. He's been falling a lot. In fact, he fell so far in Scott Fishbowl, I think I got him in like the 5th or 6th round. It was crazy. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to take him. And I took Freeman too, just in case anything happens, because that kind of league is very specific. But for me, I think this is a guy now that he's at camp, says he's 100%. So far, all the medicals have been very good on him. Everything's moving in the right direction. If there's one thing about Lindsay that you can't knock, it's his attitude and the work ethic. The guy is so easy to root for. He is so committed to being good and proving everybody wrong. And to me, I think this is a guy that he's at 56 now. I think he'll be 45, 46 by the time we get into mid-August, when people see him on the field and take a deep breath and feel better about him. Because last year, he was absolutely outstanding and consistent. And I think this year, they stand to be a better offense.
You know, it's funny that you brought up Philip Lindsay, because I was really upset with myself that I had to narrow it down to 5. I mean, we don't have enough time to talk about every single player. And Philip Lindsay was my number 3 on this list. You'll see who my next guys are that I had ahead of him. But I took him off because I figured one of you guys would bring him up. I think it's pretty obvious he's going to move up in ADP. There's rumors now that, yeah, sure, Royce Freeman's going to get more touches. But you know what? They're just going to split out Philip Lindsay wide and turn him into a wide receiver at some point. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the Broncos use him. I think he gets more touches than last year. And I think in the preseason, everyone will realize that. Tags, what do you think?
Yeah, Philip Lindsay, I released the article today, that article that we talked about in the podcast actually last week in regards to where the touches took place for the running backs, where the targets took place, and what the expected fantasy output was for every single player. I did running backs today. It'll be wide receivers on Wednesday. Philip Lindsay was number 5 on this list this year. Okay, he scored 33.8 more fantasy points than he technically should have with where his carries and targets were at on the field. The only players he was behind, Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley, Kareem Hunt, and Aaron Jones. Like, he was in front of Alvin Kamara in terms of points over expected. That's hard to do. He was over Christian McCaffrey. And the odd part about it is that he was actually a negative in the receiving aspect, but he was the second best rusher in all of football. So I think there's room for improvement with Philip Lindsay in the passing game. I think that there could be some positive touchdown regression there. But in the rushing aspect, I don't think that he did anything to lose the job. I know that Vic Fangio is a new head coach and, you know, like everybody's on an even playing field, but Philip Lindsay showed last year he's a baller and he could play all three downs, whereas Royce Freeman is more of a two-down back that can contribute on third downs. But
a great two-down back. I think he's a better runner than Philip Lindsay, but I think both of them are going to be heavily involved. I mean, the Broncos were top 5 in rushing yards last year, man.
Hey, speaking of Vic Fangio, Joe, I don't know if you heard this yet. Vic Fangio, he banned music at their training camp. He said turn it off.
Band of music. My God, what is it? Footloose? What the hell's going on there? People can't dance. They can't listen to music. Vic Fangio sounds like a PE teacher in the South Bronx. I swear to God. Like, I don't know where that is, like the funniest name to me. In a way, Mr. Fangio, I'm sorry. I don't have my gym clothes today. I'm sorry. band music. Come on, man. Like, is that the problem? Is that why the Broncos haven't been good, or just because they haven't had a quarterback since Elway, basically?
I'm for it. What? I'm for it. Let's ban music, guys.
Maybe.
I'm joking. Tags, relax, buddy.
I was going to say, you're going to get kicked off. You're going to get kicked off this podcast in 2 minutes.
Ban music. Ban fun. No more fun. Now, you said ban video games.
Oh, man. You can always count on Tags for a good reaction. Tags, who is your first guy that's going to move up ADP?
Okay, well, I'm going to go with a guy that legitimately, and I really don't care. People have told me to like stop talking about him because they want him to stop moving up draft boards, but I'm going to do it because it's just stupid. AJ Green.
Yeah, come on.
Why is he falling into the third round, sometimes fourth round in some of these drafts? It makes no...
Not in my leagues. I'm taking him in the third. There's no way he's getting to the fourth in my leagues, buddy.
I took him late second in an industry league recently. I think it was a 211 pick I took him because I wasn't risking losing him. Because I wanted... He's a number one receiver you're getting at a massive discount. I mean... Proven production every single year. I don't get it. Like, this is one that legitimately there's nothing I have to give on stats like supporting AJ Green because there's nothing against him. And I know people are going to talk about injuries. There's been 2 times in his career where he's played fewer than like 13 games. That's it. So, I mean, injury prone, stop.
Yep, you're right. He missed 7 last year. He missed 6 in 2016. He missed 3 games in 2014. Besides that, he's played every single game in his career. And when he's been healthy, he's been a top 10 wide receiver every single season. That's who AJ Green is. I've got him number 21, just behind Joe Mixon, Antonio Brown. I'd take him in the late second if I had to. I don't have to, so I'm waiting for the third. But Tags, I disagree with you. I don't think he's going to move up in ADP. I think he's going to move down because as the more casual fans get in there, a lot of times there's so much recency bias. And they're going to say, what have you done for me recently, AJ Green? You've been hurt. You're a bum. I'm not drafting you until the fourth round. I think we're going to get an even better value. Joe, what do you think?
No, I definitely think so. I think there's a general discontent with the Cincinnati Bengals offense, which is kind of funny because to me, this is an opportunity for a fresh start. The West Coast offense coming in, a new life. You know, sometimes the addition by subtraction thing I can't stand. But this is one of those cases where wouldn't you feel better if Marvin Lewis wasn't your head coach anymore? I feel like everybody's just going to take a nice deep breath and go, oh, okay, great. It's like you have a new lease on life. And I'm not saying that they're going to be brilliant. The defense is still dreadful, but that's not a bad thing for the value of a guy like AJ Green or even Joe Mixon for that matter. So I'm in agreement with you guys. I think he's being a little undervalued this year. There have been some times in his career where he's had those, you know, the floor of some games hasn't been great, but the ceiling has. But overall, I think that you can't let him slip to, you know, third, fourth round. I mean, that's just insane. He's still an outstanding talent. I think there's too much negative buzz around the Bengals right now.
Okay, here's my first one, guys. And there's no doubt about it. His ADP is going to move, whether it's way up or just completely plummet. It depends on what we see in the preseason. I think it's more likely that it's going to move up, though, because if Todd Gurley is on the field and he looks like Todd Gurley, Everyone's going to forget about this narrative that, hey, he's got a bum knee. His career is going to be over soon. He's going to lose the starting job to Daryl Henderson before long. He's only going to play four games. If Todd Gurley's in the preseason, he looks good. He's going to be in the top four picks. Guarantee it. Maybe even number one overall by the time we're drafting next month.
I'm fine with that. I've planted my flag on the Black Book show 2 weeks ago. We had Michael Fabiano on. We had a big conversation about it. And I told him, I was like, I'm done. I've planted my, and I put my money where my mouth is. I just took him in Scott Fishbowl. He went in the second round. I took him there. I don't care. I'm going to take him. And at a certain point, you start looking at all these variables. You start thinking about Melvin Gordon and what he's doing with the contract and you're not knowing. You start thinking about Adam Gase's offense and Le'Veon Bell's value. And all of a sudden it's like, well, how, after the first four guys, everybody else has certain risks, so you might as well go with the guy that even if you take 15 to 20% of production off the top of him, he still probably finishes as an RB5 anyway. So let's just do it. Let's realize that maybe the negativity has gone so far to one angle that we need to reverse course a little bit and just go back, basically, and reset our minds and look at how good he was the last 2 years and realize he is all world. Even if he just becomes very good, that's still a first-round talent.
Absolutely. Tags, I told you last week, I had the sixth pick and I was wondering, who do I take? And then David Johnson fell to me, so I took him. I did another one where I got the sixth pick. I pulled the trigger on Todd Gurley in a best ball league. You know what? If he's healthy, I'm winning that league. Everyone else can deal with it. If he doesn't, so what? I plummet. But I think there's a better chance than not that he's a league winner.
I'm going to pull up my phone. I don't know how many best ball drafts that I've done so far, but I'm going to tell you my exposure to Todd Gurley. It's a lot. and I'm okay with it. I really am. And I actually did a draft last night. It was the Pros versus Joes that Fantasy Mojo does. And I took David Johnson at the number 7 pick. And then on the way back, I took Todd Gurley in the second round. I mean,
oh, that's so stupidly amazing.
And then the third round, I got AJ Green. So it's like I had like a dream start. Like there's I really, and especially in a best ball format where it was just like, oh, okay, I'll live with that girl. I'll live with the volatility there because, Bobby, you and I talked about the top 10 running backs, you know, a couple shows ago and the fact that there, I mean, what are there? There's two running backs, Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey, guys that come with like pretty much zero risk. Everybody else has some sort of risk built into their projection.
Yep, agree with that. And I think both of those guys are due for some regression.
See, I don't even know. I think Kamara even comes with a little risk, though. I mean, we haven't really seen a full season of him as the guy. That's the only thing I want to put out there about Kamara. And I'm not saying like he's going to fail, but I mean, there is a small caveat with him as well. I don't know. Maybe just seeing Gurley running will make everybody feel better in week two of the preseason. Everybody could take a breath. But I don't know how much even preseason he's going to see. I think this is going to be one of those things where if he continues to drop and he becomes a more of a bargain, that's great. But I hope that he rises a little bit just for the sake of, you know, his value in fantasy football just getting retained a little bit.
You know, with Kamara, I think they brought in the most efficient goal line running back in the last 2 years in Latavius Murray. And I think those touchdowns are going to go down. Now, we said that last year and he was just the cheat code. So we continue to put up a touchdown every, what, 13, 14 touches, something ridiculous. I do think Kamara has some regression coming his way, and McCaffrey, now that Cam Newton's shoulder is apparently good, he's not going to see 115 targets or whatever stupid number it was. So I think he could see some regression as well. There's no one that I love at the running back position this year. I love Gurley's value.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, I just pulled up my best ball. I have 36% of my teams have Todd Gurley. That is a ridiculously high percentage. The only other players that I have that high of are Aaron Rodgers, Mitch Trubisky, and AJ Green. AJ Green, actually, I have in 45%. I don't even know how that happens, but I do. And I'm okay with it. And then Marquise Goodwin, I have at 36% as well, which is kind of odd. But
I've got David Moore and Jeff Swaim in over 80% of leagues right now. So take that.
I definitely trying to diversify in best ball a little bit. Like I don't aim to be 45% on anybody or 36%, I should say, because it.
Yeah, but they're handing you Todd Gurley. If people are handing you Todd Gurley, you have to be in on him now. That's it. It's over.
I'm willing to take him at the beginning of the second round. And that's, you know, like even at the beginning of the best ball season, I was taking him at the end of the first. And now it's like beginning of the second. I'm like, OK, I'll take the risk. That's fine.
So, Tex, have you bought anything from Pristine Auction? I seem to recall you got something from the Bears.
I did. I got an Allen Robinson signed jersey.
That a baby? How much was it?
I paid less than $50. Less than $50 for the jersey. A signed jersey.
Like including shipping and handling?
Yes, or? Including shipping. Everything Holy included. Cow. Legit. It was just under $50. And it's literally sitting on the chair right next to me. And it's got sewn on letters and everything. So, yeah.
Nice, dude.
I mean, come on. It's replacing my Cutler jersey. I don't really know if I can wear a signed jersey. It just feels odd. I've never done that. But for the price, it's like, if you really want to do that, I guess you can.
Yeah, so Tags and I were talking about it, and we came up with the players for a bet. I'm not going to share Tags quite yet, but I'm going with Corey Davis. So I'm looking right now for a signed Corey Davis helmet or jersey or football, and I'm keeping an eye on what the prices have been lately. A signed Corey Davis football, and it's like a really nice, cool-looking Titans football. $36 it went for the other day. A signed Corey Davis Titans jersey, $24 was the cheapest I found in the last week. I'm going to get myself a nice value. And then next year, this time next year, it'll be like worth $124 and I'll be rocking it all the time.
I say that we share the bet on the air today and then we figure out the terms of the, okay, of the bet afterwards.
Yeah, so you've got Calvin Ridley going up against my Corey Davis. And we're going to post a poll here so you guys can tell us who you think is going to win. Now, I know everyone's going to say Calvin Ridley because he's a little bit higher in ECR and ADP, but I'm cool with being the underdog here. Because it's just going to be a lot better when I win again. Just like with Christian McCaffrey. And who was your guy last year? He wasn't as good, so I kind of forgot about him.
It was Joe Mixon. Yeah, I missed.
Yep. So, yeah, Tags did have to eat the buttered pizza. We'll come to terms. Let us know what you think at Bobby Fantasy Pro and at Mike Taglier NFL, who's going to win and what the terms of the bet should be. So, guys, check out Pristine Auction. There are so many values there. Everything's guaranteed authentic from only the most trusted sources. And there are hundreds, sometimes thousands of items that are auctioned off every single day at pristineauction.com, P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. When you sign up at Pristine Auction, it's free to sign up. Don't worry, you only pay when you win a bid. You get $5 off if you enter Fantasy Pros as the registration code. Again, that's Fantasy Pros, all one word, for the registration code at pristineauction.com.
Real quick. So, Joe, before we move on to your next one, I want to know who you think is going to win this bet.
They both have to play at least 12 games, and it's fantasy points per game.
Oh, man. You know, here's the problem. I think I like both these guys. I just wanted the caveat. These are two of my guys, so for different reasons. So I actually am very much, you know, you've kind of merged my worlds together in a way here. I just think it's going to be Ridley because of the kind of offense. Well, here's the thing. I just think by default, the offense that Ridley's in is going to be so damn good that he's going to have more fantasy points at the end of the year. But I think Corey Davis is going to return his ADP value. But if I'm talking about fantasy points, I'm probably going to lean towards Ridley. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than people realize. I actually think this is a good bet, boys.
Holy cow. I'm looking right now at who should I draft. And this is not good. So Tags, 81% of the experts agree with you.
Let it be known that the terms of the bet happened at Topgolf. Bobby and I were there waiting. We were waiting for our thing. And he's like, who are we going to bet on this year? He's like, we agree on a lot. He's like, so let me go through this. And he started going through and he offered.
Tags hates Corey Davis. Yeah.
He offered me this. So I love Corey Davis, the talent. I hate the situation. And then he said Calvin Ridley. I'm like, oh, I'm in.
81% of experts say Calvin Ridley. Listen to this. 95% of the top experts say Calvin Ridley, and 100% of the top wide receiver experts say Calvin Ridley. This is not looking good for me, guys.
But Bobby, if this was a golf bet to begin with, you should have a handicap. Like Corey Davis, you know, has a handicap because of his quarterbacks. So I would say, like,
I don't need it. I'll take the 30% target share and I'll take it to the bank.
All right. I think you got a 15-point handicap or something like that, whereas plus minus, I think you might be all right, but that's fine. I like where your head's at.
Ouch, guys. All right, Joe. Who do you have number two?
All right. My number two is Miles Sanders because I think there's going to be a whole lot of volume. Now, I don't know if I...
Like, you like Miles Sanders, or you think the public's
going to
like
him? No, I think the public's going to like him. I think... It's not that I dislike him, but I, once again, go back to my disdain for Doug Peterson and his disdain for the run game and consistency. So I think what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to keep thinking too positively, and they're going to keep thinking too much like, hey, this makes sense, let's do this. And Doug Peterson is going to say, no, I'm not a big fan of logic, and I don't care about your fantasy team, and he's going to kind of screw you on the back end. So that's my problem, is I think Miles Sanders is going to have some moments in some preseason games, especially if he might even get in the game when some other, you know, less than stellar number one defenses are in there in some preseason. He might have a couple highlight reel runs that are going to change perspective, and everyone's going to see, man, this guy is really explosive, he can do a lot of things. And that's going to absolutely ruin him from a fantasy value perspective. So I think it's Miles Sanders. He's 101 right now. I think by the time we get to mid-August, he's going to be probably in the high 80s, if not higher. And I think that's going to be too high for me.
So I've mentioned this before, guys. You can go to fantasypros.com/rankings to see ECR and ADP on the same page. And the difference is ADP, general public, is drafting him at running back 32. The expert consensus has him at 38. I've got him at 39, and I think that's pretty telling. The guys who are researching all this for a living are saying, don't draft Miles Sanders where his ADP is. Now, Tags, I know you agree with me. Where do you have him ranked?
Yeah, Sanders is someone that's slowly sliding down the boards, and then them re-signing Darren Sproles hurts it even more. Darren Sproles is the only running back that has actually played meaningful snaps for Doug Peterson. Like, I want to say that he's the only running back under Doug Peterson who has played more than 43 snaps in a game, which is that's so telling. So Miles Sanders, for me, he's down at like 34 right now, and I want to move him down even further, but the issue is, like, I'm waiting to see how things play out. I know he missed some time in the offseason training programs. Resigning Sproles, again, that hurts.
I agree. I just feel like nobody else cares, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people are going to see him in preseason. Like, no, Joe, you might be right. In the preseason, I did an article. This was like legit like a month or a month and a half ago, saying players whose ADP will rise. And he was on that list because I said people are going to see him in the preseason and they're going to love his three down skill set. But the problem is that, you know, we're talking, I actually probably agree in terms of his ADP. It might move up, but it's already pretty high at 32. But at the same time, we're talking about whether or not he's worth it there. And I think all of us would answer to this no with Darren Sproles and Jordan Howard then coming in stealing some goal line work too.
So guys, Latavius Murray's going four spots after him, not overall in running backs. He's the RB36 off the board. I've got him at 21. And Latavius Murray is directly filling in for Mark Ingram, who was drafted in the top 50 last year, even though he was suspended for four games. So I'm looking at who should I draft. And even though the public is way different on this one on Sanders' side, the experts are very much on Latavius Murray's side, 76% to 24%. I've sorted by the most accurate experts. Pat Fitzmaurice, number one for running backs, 25 for Murray, 34 for Sanders. Dalton Del Don is right there as well. Mike, you're in the top running back crew as well, and you've got him seven spots higher than Miles Sanders. Just guys, pass on Miles Sanders. Go get Latavius Murray. He'll be there. Who do you have at number two, Tags? Don't take my guy.
Number two, I'm going to actually do a combination of players here. I'm going to do Allen Robinson and Alshon Jeffrey. I feel like those two should be in the same exact conversation. I feel like they're being extremely undervalued, and I think people are going to wake up and realize when I share this stat, okay, there were just 14 wide receivers all of last year who saw more than 120 targets. I think everybody can agree that Allen Robinson and Alshon Jeffrey can absolutely reach that territory, and nobody would blink. It wouldn't be shocking at all to see either of them there. Okay, here's another fact. Of those 14 wide receivers, the only wide receiver in that group who did not finish as a top 16 fantasy wide receiver was Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry finished as wide receiver 19, being wildly inefficient. So I know people are looking for the sexy picks and they're looking for the breakout stars like the Chris Godwin, who's, by the way, the number two wide receiver on his team. Mike Williams, who, by the way, is the number two wide receiver on his team. Calvin Ridley, the number two wide receiver on his team. These guys are legit target hogs. Like, these are the number one receivers in their offense. I have no idea why they've fallen down to the wide receiver 27, 28, but their ADP is going to move up when people realize.
I don't think so, man. I agree that they should move up, but I'm looking at the difference between ADP and ECR right now, and Alshon Jeffrey's at 23 ECR, 29 ADP. The general public hates him. They're like, this guy's injury prone. What's he done for me? Nothing. And when the more casual fans get in there, I think it'll be more exaggerated. Allen Robinson's a little bit less. He's a 28 ECR, 30 ADP, but I think they're going to go backwards. I think we're going to get more of a value. What do you think, Joe? You're the tiebreaker here.
Well, look, I think right now where they're at is exactly where I want them to be. If they start moving up, it's going to be a little bit dicier, I just think. And look, a lot of this has to do with, do you believe that Trubisky can right some of the wrongs that happened to him in the second half? I don't know how healthy he was in the second half of the season. And I think Montgomery will help that offense overall just move the ball better. But, you know, it's tough because Alshon Jeffrey has had a lot of injuries and he has had a lot of issues. And you're waiting to see if Carson Wentz can come back and be the guy that you want him to be that he was 2 years ago. So a lot of this hangs on. I think their ADP hangs on the quarterbacks. I think as people start seeing these quarterbacks look good in preseason, I think you'll see a little bit of the rest of that value trickle down to those guys and start to elevate them just a tad. But I don't know if they can press much further than they are. I think they've already just about hit their glass ceiling in terms of value.
All right, my number two is, it's based on the Yahoo rankings. So as I mentioned on fantasypros.com/rankings, you can select the experts that you want. So I just went in to pick experts and I sorted by site. Yahoo's at the very bottom. Liz Loza, Dalton Del Don, Scott Pianowski, Brad Evans, Andy Behrens, and I selected all five of those, nobody else. I want to see what the Yahoo experts think about their rankings because their rankings are going to drive ADP very much. And I'm seeing Derrick Henry right now, how high he is, number 18 overall, just behind Michael Thomas, just ahead of Juju Smith-Schuster, Antonio Brown, Dalvin Cook, Damian Williams, Marlon Mack, and I think that the general public's going to see these rankings and it's going to drive ADP, and Derrick Henry's ADP is going to soar.
Wow.
I like Derrick Henry, and I actually like Derrick Henry, but that's not, I don't like it that much.
<It's> like, I like all of those Yahoo people more than I liked Derrick Henry.
I love all those guys, yeah.
The Yahoo crew, those are my people. Like I love each and every single one of them. I've met them all. They're awesome. But as for Derrick Henry,
they've got him over Todd Gurley right now.
Boo. I know. Well, Evans is driving that clown car. Evans has I think Evans has him as his RB22 or something like that.
Yeah, that's nuts. I mean,
Evans is coming on for the Bold Predictions podcast later on. I think we're doing it middle next month. That is going to be so much fun.
I cannot wait.
Always one of my favorites of the year. And any episode Brad comes on is one of my favorites, too. So it's going to be like bonus.
Yeah, no offense to you, Joe.
No, none taken. That's fine.
Okay, Joe, why don't you do one more, and then we're going to do a lightning round where we just name a couple guys who we think will move up. So pick the one you most want to elaborate on, and we'll go from there.
Okay, my number three is Marquez Valdes-Scantling, because I think MVS is going to start moving upwards. I think the word is going to start getting out on him. He was one of the best in terms of creating separation last year. He was one of the best in terms of looking for target share and things like that outside of the top guy in that offense, Adams. It's just a matter of actually making it work. And I think some of it might have been some of the negativity you read about. Well, there were some rumors that he was running the routes that McCarthy wanted to run instead of the routes that Aaron Rodgers wanted him to run and certain things like that. And if everyone's in line this year, it seems like it would be nuts to think that MVS can't be an outstanding value. Right now, he's at 132 overall. And I think as we get closer, as people start to get more familiar with him too, I think that's the other thing. I don't think a lot of people were familiar with him last year, just the general football public. And I think that they saw the name on the waiver wire, they saw it added and dropped some and back and forth. But I think this year they're going to start taking notice. And I think there's going to be a lot of people discussing him as a quote unquote sleeper, which might kill his value a little bit, but I think it will get higher than 132 right now.
You know what I've noticed, guys, is that best ball seems to be more competitive than other drafts going on right now because everyone's playing for money, right? And so I think ADP has been following the best ball ADP. ADP is always ahead of the curve. Right now, overall ADP, Marquez Valdes-Scantling is wide receiver 46. I saw yesterday on draft, wide receiver 34. He is going to skyrocket. You nailed it, man. He's going ahead of Geronimo Allison right now. He's going ahead of Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, Dante Pettis, Marvin Jones, even Corey Davis.
Yeah, he's going, and I think that's because best ball people also tend to be the people who are a little bit more prepared and have done the research already, and that's why they're playing best ball. So I think you can learn a lot from that ADP. I think you can actually learn a lot of where things are trending.
I would tend to agree. This is one of those battles I'm watching in the preseason because I want to know who's starting in two wide receiver sets, and that's the receiver that I'm going to move up my rankings. I thought it was Geronimo Allison. It makes more sense to me that it would be Geronimo Allison, but if Valdes-Scantling is out there in two wide receiver sets with Rodgers during the preseason, you better believe I'm going to move him ahead of Allison.
I like them both a lot, and I'm with you, Tags. Whoever it is, I want him. I might want the other guy too. And we've got something else on the fantasypros.com/rankings where you can sort by standard deviation to see like how big the difference is between the top tier experts on him, the bottom tier experts on him. And nobody is higher in the top 50 wide receivers than Marquez Valdes-Scantling. His standard deviation sits at 11.9. The next highest, let's see, it's Julian Edelman at 7.4, I believe. So he is way up there. Experts differ so much on him. And Joe, I think you're ahead of the curve.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope. You know, that's why I like drafting him now. He's getting all this value now. Can we draft now? What time is it? What time is it? Let's draft right now.
Yeah, for real. All right, Tags, who's your third one?
All right, so I'm going to do another combination. These are the last two players I really, really wanted to mention, and it's a couple of quarterbacks. It's Jameis Winston and Kirk Cousins. So Jameis Winston's ADP is QB 16, Kirk Cousins QB 21, and
Dude, don't give it away. These are my guys in my Superflex League. Don't move their ADP up.
I think people need to learn how to do math. And I'm not kidding at all. So when you have, like, let's do the math here. If you have Mike Evans as the number 8 fantasy wide receiver, you have Chris Godwin as the number 20 receiver, you have OJ Howard as the number 4 fantasy tight end, how the hell is Jameis Winston the quarterback 16? Okay, Kirk Cousins, you have Adam Thielen as the number 11.
He's going to lose his job, man, don't you know?
You have Stephon Diggs as the number 14. Y'all love Dalvin Cook. Like, it makes absolutely zero sense. So it's either you need to, if you want to keep Jameis and Kirk where they're at, you need to lower the expectations for the other guys. Or if you want to keep those guys up there, you need to realize that Winston and Cousins need to move up draft boards.
I've been seeing Blaine Gabbert drafted in best ball leagues lately because people really actually think Jameis Winston, if he lost his job to Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's going to lose it to Blaine Gabbert, too, of course.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I think. That's what people are thinking. There's no other explanation.
See, Tags, I don't know where there is for him to go anyway, because like, who are we bumping out then? That's the problem. It's like, you know, are you bumping out like Mayfield and Wentz?
Brady?
Well, Brady was already out. That's fair.
Well, I'm bumping out everyone, man. I've got Jameis Winston, QB6. He's ahead of Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Drew Brees.
See, putting him ahead of Cam is tough, just because if Cam's healthy, he's such a fantasy quarterback, so to speak, you know, and in case you can't tell, I'm doing air quotes with my mouth there, fantasy quarterback. But yeah, I mean, gosh, it's tough. It's tougher than them to crack it.
I think Wentz is losing some appeal this year. Like, I don't think he's going to be running very much coming off the ACL. Like he's going to turn more of into somewhat of a pocket passer. Now, he has Alshon and DeSean Jackson and, you know, Zach Ertz, and that's fine. I mean, Wentz is fine.
I don't think that, you know, all the experts talking about Jameis Winston are going to be able to change the narrative about him enough. The narrative is he's a bad quarterback. He doesn't belong as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Therefore, he must not be good at fantasy.
It's math, though. Like, it's math.
I know, but most people don't know math, man.
But again, he should be ahead of Roethlisberger, Rivers, and Brady, like, first off. Like, that's hands down. Like, those guys, he should be ahead of.
Oh, he's ahead of Brady for sure right now. I think absolutely.
I agree. No doubt about it, I agree. I don't think the general public agrees. I'm not talking about the people listening to our podcast. These people are serious about fantasy football. I'm talking about the people in family and friend leagues who say, Jameis Winston's not a good quarterback. Kirk Cousins doesn't have a high touchdown rate, which I don't even know that that's a thing, but he doesn't score touchdowns, so he must not be good. That's just the way that people think, but
they're iconic players too in people's minds. That's very hard to shake from the general public, that notion of Tom Brady, that notion of Ben Roethlisberger. They're cemented in their brains. So, and look, I mean, you also look statistically speaking, you know, when Roethlisberger's thrown for 5,000 yards, it's hard not to go, well, why would I take the chance with Jameis Winston? But I think with Jameis Winston, I think you look at it and you see if you believe with everything that he's done so far in his career is under the worst circumstances. What if we gave him an offensive mind running the helm who was at possibly the best circumstance? How good could he be potentially? And yeah, it's a little bit of buying into it, but you're right. If you think all these other things are going to be good, then doesn't Winston have to be good too?
I actually encourage anyone listening right now, if you can find me a situation where two players were being drafted as top 20 receivers and a tight end was top four and the quarterback finish worse than as a top 12 quarterback, I'd love to hear that, because I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's even a possibility. So it's either adjust your rankings with the receivers and tight ends or raise the rankings with the quarterbacks.
All right, guys, I'm going to give my third here in just a second. Tags, I totally agree with that, by the way, man. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, Roman. So, guys, you know you're terrible at taking care of your health, whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse. Guys are just usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. I'm guilty of this myself. The reason I tore my Achilles tendon is because I didn't go get help when my calf was really bothering me, right? The same is true for people with erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with your doctor online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED, if appropriate, from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online in a convenient, discreet manner. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/FantasyPros and complete an online visit. If your doctor decides the treatment would be appropriate, you can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Guys, go talk to your doctor. Erectile dysfunction can be tough to tackle, but it's really important to get checked out. With Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Just go to GetRoman.com/FantasyPros to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/FantasyPros for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/FantasyPros. All right, guys, my number three is Kiki QT, and it's not so much that I think everyone is aware of who he is. It's just that Will Fuller was hurt in week 7 last year. I don't know if he's going to be ready for week 1. I don't know if he's going to play at all in the preseason. DeAndre Hopkins is now on the PUP list. It's just for now, but people are going to see this and they're going to think, hold on a second, Kiki QT is going to get a lot of targets from Deshaun Watson. I think I should probably move him up my draft board. What do you think, Joe?
Look, I like QT as the talent, and this is one of those addition by subtraction ones that scare me. You know, sometimes it makes sense, sometimes I'm a little leery of it, because Will Fuller was just a touchdown machine the last 2 years when he's on the field with him. Now the trouble is on the field. That's the key phrase. I think having shares of him is good, QT. I think that's definitely makes sense. I think the ADP makes sense, but if you're talking about a guy who potentially could rise because of these circumstances you're talking about, absolutely. I definitely think he's one of these guys that's got probably a big arrow pointing up, and the more shows like this where we keep talking about him is going to continue to drive it up. I think there's a certain level it's going to hit. It won't pass, but I think it's going to be higher than it is right now by the time we get to, let's say, mid-August. Is that mid to late August, that prime draft season, it's going to be higher.
I think you're high on QT, but the public is going to – he's still a number three receiver on a team. That's the issue.
No, he's not, man. He was never the wide receiver three. Will Fuller was the wide receiver three when they played together. It wasn't even close.
Do you think Fuller's going to be drafted as the wide receiver three, though? That's what I'm saying. Like, public perception. Like,
no, he's not.
Even if he doesn't play at all in the preseason? I mean, he's what? He's 9 months removed from a torn ACL? You think people are actually going to draft him when they see he's not playing in the preseason?
Well, Cooper Kupp's not going to play in the preseason. He's being drafted as the wide receiver 22 right now.
You're right, and I think that's going to change, too.
Good point.
Seriously, ACLs don't even concern me anymore. Like, obviously, if you're like 7 months removed from a torn ACL, yeah, that's not great. Like, that's something that's going to require some time. But I mean, if they start telling me that these guys are going to miss, they're going to start the season on the pup and they're going to miss 6 games or they're going to miss a couple games, that's when I start moving them down. But modern medicine, when it comes to ACLs, dude, it's legit. I don't care.
That's fair, man. And I agree. I do think the general public thinks of QT as the wide receiver three. I think it will become clear in the preseason that's not the case, though. So, Joe, I've got two more names. I'm just going to name them really quick. Russell Wilson, because he's a big-name quarterback, and people can't look past those touchdown rates. His was gaudy last year, not going to keep up. And then David Montgomery, number one, because Chicago optimism is the very finest in the world. They love their sports teams, believe in their guys, and there's a lot of them, so that's going to drive up ADP. Plus, you know, David Montgomery's filling in for Jordan Howard, who has got the job done over the last few years, and Montgomery's substantially better. I think they're going to realize that in the preseason. He's a great fit for this offense. I love David Montgomery, and I think everyone's going to wake up to that. Joe, do you have a couple more names?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. No, I'm a big fan of Montgomery, too. I've had him almost everywhere so far, so I haven't been in a lot of drafts with a lot of Chicago people, I guess. Last two that I had were Dante Foreman and Dante Moncrief. Two Dantes. Different spellings, obviously, different pronunciations, but nonetheless, Moncrief and Foreman, these two guys, I think, as time goes on, we're going to see, I think, in preseason, whether or not James Washington steps up into the role that a lot of people perceive his talent to be, and if he does not look good in that role in week one, two of the preseason where he starts to falter, you're getting bad press coming out, I think you can see that Moncrief ADP just skyrocket potentially. We're talking about that on the Black Book show a lot this week, the last 2 weeks actually with our guests. That seemed to be a topic that they brought up and we kind of trenched out and discussed. And I think Moncrief's one of those guys. And Foreman's another one too. You know, yeah, third time's a charm, maybe. I don't know. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Third time, I don't know. I guess I just don't have any shame anymore. So I feel like they don't want Lamar Miller. I feel like they're going to do everything they can to give Foreman a legit shot here. And even if they both end up with a role in this offense, I think that Foreman can do enough in that role to actually be a decent player in a 14-team league. So I think Foreman's another one of these guys that people are going to start buying back into the more they physically see him on the football field.
By the way, I mentioned standard deviation earlier. Of the top 100 wide receivers, no one has a higher standard deviation than Dante Moncrief.
100%, I'm sure.
Tags, now you're going to fight him about Deontay Foreman, right?
I don't think he was like particularly great before his injury, and there has been no...
Let loose, Tags. Let loose, baby. Bring it. Right before a fantasy feud, we need to get it heated up here.
He's just saying that basically people are going to see him on the field and it's going to inspire some confidence in people. Like, that's all I think he's saying. I don't think that he's saying that Deontay Foreman's any good because he wasn't very good before. He was fine before his injury. He was like a guy that could potentially be a player in the NFL. But then after an Achilles, no one has ever successfully returned to an elite tier of performance. Like, you know, we've seen much better talents go through an Achilles tear and like not come back from this injury. So, you know, Deontay Foreman wasn't great before. I think he's a career backup is what he is.
And he might be, but the thing is, when do the Texans start looking forward from Lamar Miller?
I think they're going to draft a running back next year.
And they very well might, but I think in the interim, they might look at it and go, okay, well, let's see what we've got here once and for all. And if he can play, let's get him out there and let's see, because maybe that will change our perspective of where we want to go in the draft or how late we want to wait for a running back potentially. So again, I'm not saying it's a good move. I'm saying this is a guy that's going to start skyrocketing ADP-wise.
All right, Joe, are you ready for this, man? My pride rests in your hands.
All right, I got to set the camera, though, if we're going to start shooting.
Okay.
I got to turn it on now. You got to get the face involved, so hang on one sec.
I'm going to run go to the bathroom real quick.
Go for it, man.
Just give me one second.
As long as it's not number three. He didn't hear that. It must have been. He had to run.
All right, now I can defend your honor.
Okay. Tags went to the restroom. I don't know if you heard that.
Okay. Get one, you lose one.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you give me all the questions?
For real.
You got Twitter. Just tweet to me.
Oh, man, that would be so funny if you just whooped him.
Like, you just say one word, and I'll just buzz. Do the first one just to throw him off. Do it. I'm game. I like a good prank as much as the next guy.
Yeah.
What do you, and I'll just say Joe, and I'll just say the first thing.
Okay.
number one answer for the first question.
Yeah, let's do that. And I'm not going to make it a number one answer. We'll just put you on the board. Actually, I'll let you totally guess if you want, because then Tags will have to decide if he's on the board. But I'm going to give you the position. Okay, so the first question is about quarterbacks. And so just buzz in with a quarterback, and if you get it right, that would be amazing. And
text me the number one, just because that's what's funny. That's why.
All right.
Oh, man, it's going to be. Tags, are you with us?
I am.
Okay, just a second.
You ready to go?
Yes, I am. Thank you for bearing with me.
Ready to roll, boys?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right.
Did you just give the Joe the answers when I went out of here? Is that what happened?
No. No, we were just talking about something else.
Shenanigans. I don't believe this crap.
Why? Dude, I just got back 2 seconds before you.
I'm yeah, he
sure
really did.
You did.
He was like, all right, I'm ready to defend your honor. And he's like waiting, like, okay, are you gonna start talking? And I was like, dude, Tags just went to the restroom.
So that's a hell of an idea. That's funny.
Yeah, that would be really funny if you went and I gave Joe like all the answers or whatever, and then he whooped you.
I don't trust either of you.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, you guys ready? All right, guys, I've got my microphone now.
All right, I'm rolling. Let's go.
All right, guys, we're here for the third Fantasy Feud competition. Tags already won the first two, probably because he cheated, because that's what Tags does. He's not going to win this one, though. I'm rooting for Joe. Joe, my reputation is on the line. I don't want to have to read a poem to Tags, so please win this one. We've got some really good questions here. You can watch on YouTube at youtube.com/fantasypros, and I've actually got my Green Bay Packers jersey on because Tags is a Bears fan, and, you know, I wanted him to know that I'm against him. Tags, how do you feel about that?
What is this crap? I mean, first off, Joe should be given, like, a handicap. Because obviously, like he was beaten so bad last time. It wasn't even all that close. So the thing is,
we did actually give him a handicap last time, and he lost.
You did, and I still got pwned. That's fine. Yeah, I hear it. I hear you, Tags. All right, you call me out on the table. You know, you're real tough. You're real tough over, you know, over the internet. You're a real tough guy. So let's get over this. Let's do it now.
Yeah.
Now I feel like it's Game of Thrones. Like all of a sudden, I'm Bobby's champion, and now it's, you know, all right.
By the way, if you guys enjoy this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, because we're trying to get to grow our base on YouTube and let people know that we're out there doing fun videos like this and helping people learn about fantasy football. So if you guys haven't seen Family Feud, I would imagine everyone did. But, you know, we've got a head-to-head round, so we've got four questions where there's six answers, and whoever buzzes in first gets a chance to win the bid and decide if they want to play or pass. And then they have to name all six. If they don't get it, the other guy gets a chance to steal the points. And then after that, we're going to do a fast money round. So whoever is not going is going to turn off their headphones. Tags is probably going to cheat, though, so we'll see what happens. Joe, I need you to win. You ready for this, man?
I will do my best, especially now that Tags called me out on the carpet. Now I'm pissed. Let's go.
Tags, is there anything you wanted to add to the rules? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I just love that Joe's all fired up now.
I am. You sufficiently stirred the pot. I was embarrassed last time. And again, I'll go back to what I said in the podcast before that we just did, that I feel like it wasn't so much me as the public let me down. I had a lot of good answers.
You did.
The public, come on. You need some better public to answer these questions for you.
I think your answers were a lot better than Tags.
All I hear is excuses, guys. That's all I hear.
Well, good, because that's what I'm giving. I'm giving a ton of them. God, I got to win at something. All right.
All right, guys. So we're going to start with the head-to-head round, and you're going to buzz in with your name. You remember from last time, Joe, you're going to need to beat Tags because he's ready.
Okay? Yes, my name is Joe. I scream.
Are you ready
out
for
Joe.
This? You can buzz in as soon as you want. You don't even have to wait for the end of the question if you don't want. Are you ready for this?
Right, but you don't finish reading it if we buzz in before then, just to be clear.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I still want to hit something when I buzz. I'll just hit my leg. Just, okay.
All right. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
Name a quarterback that becomes...
Joe!
Okay. All right.
So go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Hold on. He's got to answer. Go ahead.
Okay. Dak Prescott. Who's your quarterback?
I can name a quarterback.
Who are you going with?
Dak Prescott.
Are you serious? Number one answer on the board. Dak Prescott,
yeah!
Baby. 18 points.
I named a quarterback. Look at that. All right. Now, do you finish the question before I play or pass?
Are you going to play or pass?
That was the number one?
Yeah, it was number one. Look at that. Oh, things are... The worm is turning, Tags.
Joe, are you going to play or pass?
I'm gonna play. Let's play this one out here.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, so here's the question.
I like quarterback. All right.
Tags, how are you feeling right now, man?
I feel like you guys cheated.
Of course you think that.
With you. I don't even know the question
How
yet.
Could we cheat?
The question was name a quarterback.
I'm sitting here in Southern Illinois and Joe's all the way across the country. If I was cheating with anyone, it'd be with the other guy in Illinois.
I went
or
to
the guy
bathroom.
Who does a podcast with every day.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom for a couple moments, and I came back, and you guys were just sharing something.
And I went to go turn my camera on. I told you, I got to go set up the camera.
I don't believe you guys. What's the question?
All right, we'll see. I mean, tags, quarterback. You said give him a handicap, and I didn't even do that. And now you're complaining that you think he has a handicap?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my
God.
Holy
somebody's
cow. So he's playing, right? You're playing?
Yeah, he's playing. Here's the question. Name a quarterback.
I got control now. I'm going to bury you.
And here's the question. Name a quarterback that becomes non-startable in fantasy if he loses his number one receiver. So, Joe, this was not one you wanted to play. It's going to be really tough. I'm going to repeat the question really quick for those of you guys listening at home. A quarterback that becomes non-startable in fantasy if he loses his number one receiver.
How many answers are there?
There's six answers, and I'm going to say this. There's some super flex guys that play fantasy football, so.
Well, it's got to be, yeah. I mean, I'm going to say, I think Winston's probably on that list. People feel like that.
If Mike Evans goes down. I play this beforehand just to see, you know, what it's going to be like. And Jameis Winston was the first name I said. He's not on the list.
Oh, here right, we go again, strike. Where I say strike. Good names.
It was a great great guess, Joe, but the public was wrong.
Yeah,
all right. So you got one, you've got one miss. You can miss two more, and then it goes to Tags.
All right, there
to steal.
We go. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's not on the list. Two in a row wrong.
Oh, my God. This
How
is,
did
this
you
is
guess
ridiculous.
Dak Prescott, and then you failed when you actually knew the question?
Well, you know, maybe I'm better off just, you know, not thinking. I'm overthinking it.
Okay, so don't think. Just name a quarterback. Forget the question.
All right. All right, Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger, number two on the board, 16. Yeah.
Boom. Okay. All right. So now I've got to really attach the, Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, number six on the board, 5 points. You got Prescott, 18. Big Ben, 16. Andy Dalton, 5. You've got three more to get. Can you get them in a row?
Probably not, but I just got to get at least one more to put some pressure on Tags. That's what I got to do. I don't think this is true, but I think it's going to be perception. How about Phillip Rivers?
Wrong. It moves on to Tags. Tags, I'm going to tell you question again.
There you go, Tags.
Name a quarterback that becomes non-startable in fantasy if he loses his number one receiver. We've already got Dak Prescott, Big Ben, and Andy Dalton off the board. Can you get number 3, 4, or 5 to steal all the points?
This is a public thing, and because I don't think he's very startable even before then, but I'm going to say Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is the number 3 Woo-hoo! Answer on the board for 15 points. That gives Tags
Joe.
54 points. Tags, Joe, you got to pick it up, man. This is not okay.
If Julian Edelman goes down, how is Tom Brady a really good quarterback in fantasy still?
I don't understand.
What else is there left? I mean, come on.
By the way, the other answers on the board. Number 5, Drew Brees, 7 points. Matt Ryan, number 4, 10 points.
That's a terrible. Matt Ryan still can do it. I disagree with that completely.
I actually like that one. Big Drew Brees. Yeah, I think that probably makes sense as well. The one that doesn't make sense to me at all was Derek Carr. That surprised me so much.
See,
who's starting
one,
Derek Carr? He's not even a QB2.
Hey,
he's a QB3.
I said it. I said.
I know.
You had the
caveat.
But,
like, you're
fair.
Cheating somehow. I'm, all right, I just don't understand
question.
How Tags continues to do this. Like, he's guessing the worst ones, and he somehow gets points. Okay, number 2. Here we go. Buzzing with your name. Name a food that is an essential part of any draft party.
Tags.
Joe.
Tags beat him.
Chips and dip.
Chips and dip is the number 3 answer on the board. So, Joe, you get a chance to beat it. 22
Beer.
Points for Tags. Beer is not a food.
Oh,
but
well,
it's on the board. It's on the board with 10 points. Man, when I did this, I was like, I got all the other ones so quick. And then it was like, beer? What are you guys talking about? Did you not read the question?
Which one was worth more?
32 points are taken. Tags, you got the better answer. So you passing or playing?
I will play.
There, you need 4 more.
All right. So,
and I almost just named the number 1.
All right. So pizza.
On accident.
Pizza is definitely on there.
Pizza is on there. 26. Right. Number 2 answer on the board.
All right. So we have pizza, beer, chips, Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings, number 1. Actually, you know what? The answer is wings, so I'm not going to count
You're
that
counting
one.
It.
I'm just kidding, man. 29 points. Number 1 answer on the board. Can you get number 5 and number 6?
Number 5 and 6. You're going to have to I feel like I shouldn't be taking this too much time. Crap. I can't take that much time.
Yep, that was too much. All right. You're running out of time again for your next one.
All right. I will say this is tough. Guacamole.
Wrong.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't like that answer, but it was what
that's got to be in the chips and dip.
Tags is
pantheon,
so afraid of guacamole. By the way, we were there. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to tell this story because Tags, you're running out of time. I'm not giving you any time to answer.
Time to think. Don't give him time.
Yeah, for sure.
Last chance.
Veggie tray.
Wrong, yeah. Dude. We're talking about.
I know.
How many different dips?
I'm telling you,
see? Chips and dips. Already.
I just literally said a food that I started thinking about that you know wives might bring or something. I don't know.
I was so worried. You know what? Those are good answers if it was like a book club.
Shut up
for women or something. But we're talking about dudes, man. We're talking about dudes who don't care about their bodies.
All right.
So you got a chance here. And if Tags took number five, which I think is entirely. You know, you can guess this one. If he took it, there was no way you were getting number six. I cannot believe
number six was answered by multiple people. Let's go.
All right, well, Joe, here's your chance.
I need a clarification on something about chips.
Sure.
Does chips also include pretzels?
Chips is all taken. Nachos, okay. Chips was the number three answer.
And pretzels is in chips. Does that encompass it?
Pretzels is not part of chips.
Oh, dude.
Okay. No, yeah, that doesn't mean I'm going to say it. I just want to know where I'm.
I feel like this is cheating.
Well, that's fine.
Handicap.
Go ahead.
Let's go. Slackers.
Yeah. All right. So what are the answers Tags already gave?
Just wings, so pizza, nachos / chips, beer, alcohol.
I'm going to say pretzels.
He got it. That was the number six answer. 89 points. To Joe here. So Joe has
a
commanding lead.
Yeah,
89 to 54. Tags, you are slacking, man.
Don't start with me.
Can you believe that pretzels was answered by multiple people? Joe, are you trying to tell me that you eat pretzels at a draft party?
I've never had pretzels at a draft party.
I think if where there's beer, there's pretzels. What was the other one? Like nuts or something like that?
Burgers and hot dogs, guys.
See, burgers was where I was going next. So either way, okay. I was going to get you, Tags. Yeah. So just, you know, in all fairness, I was going to say burgers or sliders. That was my... That was my thing. But that's okay. Tags, don't worry. I'm an absolutely sore
Well, thanks
winner,
to my
so
friend Joe, we usually have brisket for our homecoming draft. And
yum,
so basically,
dude.
I mean, that would have been an answer for me, but I know that, you know, 95% of people don't have that luxury.
In my opinion, you do not eat at a draft party. If you're eating, you're not paying attention.
Bobby wears a diaper, actually, to his drafts.
You got to. I mean, if you're doing an auction draft, and it's going to be 3 hours, you can't get up and go to the bathroom. What if somebody brings up David Moore
you
and you miss it?
You take a break.
No, you don't take a break. You take a break.
You do like
and people take
in
advantage
Dumb and Dumber
of you.
Where he's got the bottle and you just do your business in the bottle.
You just poop in your pants if you have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. No excuses in fantasy
it's a tough
football
room.
Drafts.
That's a tough room. I don't remember last time I actually got together with everybody outside of like Flex League to really draft.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
It is, but it never happens anymore, I feel like.
All right.
It's a lost art.
Number three question, Tags. You got some catching up to do.
I got it.
Name an NFL team from which you would consider owning three or more players on the same fantasy
roster. Tags.
All right.
The Chiefs.
Chiefs, number one answer. 18 points.
All right, I will play.
You're playing. All right, let's do it.
All right. The Texans.
Wrong.
How many teams do we have, by the way?
Six teams. You need to get six teams, and the Texans are not one of those
six
tags.
That's kind of ridiculous, actually.
Well, yeah, welcome to my world of the public.
I mean,
wrong.
It happens. All right. So let's go down to, let's say, the Saints.
Saints, number three answer on the board, 15. You need to get four more before you mess up on two more.
The Browns?
Browns, 11 points, number five on the board.
The Rams?
The Rams, number four on the board, 13 points. You're getting close, man.
The Chargers?
Chargers are a miss. You need to get two in a row here. Otherwise, Joe's going to be able to steal. And the number two answer is still on the board, dude.
All right, Tampa Bay.
No, man.
Are you
Tampa Bay
me?
Was actually my first guess.
Are you
and,
kidding me?
Tampa Bay is not
How
there,
many guys so. From the same team?
People are
how
ruining math, by the way.
How many guys from the same team? You said three or four.
You need to get three from the same team. Three you would the general public would like to own on the same team. Chiefs are gone. Saints are gone. Rams are gone. And Browns are gone. You've got the number two and number six answers available for you, Joe. You can steal a lot of points here. Take a commanding lead.
I'm going to say Falcons.
Oh, Joe, come on, man.
No,
you're killing me,
not
dude.
The Falcons?
Oh, Falcons are not there. Green Bay Packers, number one.
Stupid.
Number two.
This is all fan-based stuff. This is like, how big can the fan base be to say, no, we love all of our guys? That's what this is.
Hey, who eats pretzels in a draft? You got 95 points for that.
I mean, hold on. You're telling me you wouldn't go with Aaron Jones, Andrew Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, and Davante Adams? I'd love that start.
I'd love to, but you're telling me you don't like Matt Ryan, Julio, and Freeman? I mean, come on. What's wrong with that? Or Calvin Ridley?
I mean,
the other one's going to be the Cowboys because that's the other giant
fan
base,
I'm
right?
Taking the Packers over the Falcons. You,
no,
you screwed up here, Joe. You're wrong. You're messing this up for me,
last answer is Green Bay and what?
Green Bay and the Indianapolis Colts with 7 points was the number six answer on the board.
Fine.
Yep. So let me see here.
Yeah, at least we agree on that. We still feel meh about
Tags,
that
you
one.
Just got 57 more points, which puts you at 111 to Joe's 89. And number four, we're going to make this triple points, okay? We're going to let Joe catch up a little bit. Name a player.
I'm not that far behind. Right. You said 111 to 89?
Oh, well, I want Joe to have
it
a commanding lead.
Double. It's the way it works. It should be double.
Right. It's triple, man. I'm looking at the spreadsheet right now. I didn't create this.
But then if I win this round, then basically Joe's going to be screwed in the final round.
That's fine. I can take it like a man. It's fine.
I'm not worried about it. Joe's going to win this one. You got it, Joe. You can do it.
I'm already on the bottom anyway. I got nowhere to go but up. Come on.
Name a player.
From last time.
Actually, the reason it's triple points is because the scores are so low because it's so spread out. Okay. Name a player you're willing to trust in 2019, even though we burned you last year.
Joe.
Yeah, baby. Get it, Joe. Let's
go. Kenyon Drake.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm willing to trust him.
I mean, but that's not who everyone else said. Come on, man.
I don't care. They're wrong.
Obviously, I'll answer. That one's on the board, right?
Hurry, Tags. You're running out of time.
David Johnson's on there.
David Johnson, again, is number one. Right. Tags, you're killing it, man. 15 right. points for Tags.
I'm going to play. Easy, too. I handle the obvious ones.
I'm going to play. Yeah. I will take Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, number three, 9 points.
All right. I will take, let's see, Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette, number two, 14 points. Uh-oh.
Devonta Freeman.
Devonta Freeman, number five, 5 points. This is not good.
Derrick Henry, is he on there?
No. Yeah, here we go. All right. Okay. Don't choke.
That's fair. Rashad Penny.
Nope. Two strikes. You need to get the next two.
Oh, man, that sucks. who screwed him over last year? Man, that's tough.
Five, four, three, two.
Aaron Rodgers.
One. Wrong. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that should have. You know what, Tags? That's bad form again on the public. That's
that was it.
Joe, this is really important to me. Don't blow this. There's 43 points when tripled becomes 129 points that you can steal plus whatever you guess here. Number four and number six answers are on the board. All come right. on, baby.
Read me the question again. Read me. I want to hear it from your voice. I want to think about it. Okay, go.
Name a player you're willing to trust in 2019, even though he burned you last year. Don't screw this up.
hey, precious time.
I'm gonna say Carson Wentz.
Do you want another guess?
Yes.
Dang it, dude. 129 more
that's
points.
That's a good
to
one.
Ten.
That's a it good was, answer to that question, I think.
It yeah, is, but I mean, like,
especially considering it wasn't on there.
Most of the people filling out this survey are listening to our podcast, and we were begging them to not draft Carson Wentz. I had him QB20 last year. So, Mike, you are winning 240-89. So what we're going to do here is fast money round, and Tags, you do get to go first. Joe, you're going to have to turn off your mic.
That's fine. I got you.
And don't listen. Right. I'll tweet you or something when it's time for you to jump back in. But, Joe, when you come back, you're going to get triple the points.
Okay. All right. Let's
all right.
go.
Yeah, just
let's
come go. Just come back in 1 minute, all right?
All right. Let's go. Go.
All right. You ready for this, Tags? Hey, you don't have much time, so to stop taking all the time to think. That's why you're winning right now. You're cheating. All right. Fast money round. What is your least favorite spot to draft in 12-team PPR snake draft?
10.
10. All right. What is the longest you would wait to snag your wide receiver one in a standard draft?
Third round.
All right. Which division is the worst from a fantasy standpoint?
Ooh, this has got to be the AFC West. Or I'm sorry, NFC West.
No.
NFC West.
Yes. Oh, no, you said no, West. No, you no, said no. West.
Oh, crap.
What is that? NFC oh, you're going to lose now, man. What is the highest percentage of fab you've ever spent on a player in the first 3 weeks of the season?
100.
100. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how much importance do you place on strength of schedule when drafting?
Three.
All right. We're going to bring Joe back in now. Joe, are you with us?
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good, man. Good timing. All right. All
oh,
right.
man. You're going to benefit from me. Like, literally, I had a slip up in what I said. Like,
he
I can't. No,
just
don't,
completely
don't tell,
screwed up.
Do not
so
tell him.
So bad. I you did. Were going to. Oh, man. You were going to win by 5,000 points now.
However,
Joe.
It's important to remember you have to answer them right away because, like, that's the only reason I slipped.
You didn't answer them right away, man. You took, like, 4 seconds
are
for each of them.
I'm going to punch you. Come back over to my house so I can punch you.
All right. All right, Tags. Here we go, man. You can stay in and listen to Joe finishing the task and beating you. Now, Joe, you're behind right now by
yes, I'm aware.
Lot.
No matter how many times you say it,
you're
I'm
behind
aware.
By 151 points. Here's the fast money right.
This is fun. This is for the people's entertainment.
Now, if
okay,
you take
go.
An answer that Tags already did, I'm going to buzz it. So you have to give another answer right away, okay?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. What is your least favorite spot in a 12-team PPR snake draft?
I would say 9.
9. Okay. What is the longest you would wait to snag your wide receiver one in a standard league?
3rd round. All right, 4th round.
All right, 4th round. All right, what is the worst NFL division from a fantasy standpoint?
I'm going to say the AFC East.
Oh, yes. Yes. Come on. All right. What is the highest percentage of fab?
What do they do?
What is the highest percentage of fab you've ever spent on a player the first 3 weeks of the season?
Oh, God, that's embarrassing. $35.
$35, okay. And then finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how much importance do you place on strength of schedule when drafting?
1.
1. All right. You guys ready for
the answer? Yes, I am. So I definitely screwed up when I said with the division team. The one, because you were like, and I just answered right away, and I said AFC West. I was like, no, I meant NFC West. Like, and it was like, nope, that counts.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. You meant NFC West?
I
thought you meant AFC East and just said East West instead of East.
No, I started thinking.
Holy cow! Okay, Seahawks, so you Cardinals, just all together just whiffed. All right.
No, I don't like them either. That would also be a good answer.
Never mind. I screwed this whole entire thing up.
Yeah, you really did. And remember, I'm giving Joe triple the points as
when
well.
When we have betting terms on the line, you cannot do that.
Okay, I'll take it away. I think Joe still might come back. Let's see here. All right, worst spot to draft? Tags, you said the 10th spot. That's worth 7 points. Joe, you said the 9th spot. That's worth 11. So Joe caught up a little bit there. The number one spot
point
was 6th. I can't believe you guys didn't say 6th or 7th. 14 and 13 points.
What's wrong with 6? Yeah, see, this is the problem. It's like, give me Hopkins.
Melvin Gordon's not there anymore. Yeah, I don't want Hopkins. I think there's a huge drop-off after David Johnson Hopkins. I've got Hopkins wide receiver 3.
All right. What's next?
Latest to draft a wide receiver. Tags, you said 3. That was the number one answer on the board. 45.
Yeah, of course.
Joe, you said 4. At first you said 3, so you did pretty well. You said 4. Well, that was the number 2 answer on the board with 32 points.
All right. So I regretted that immediately after. Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Should I have said 2 because there's no way I'm leaving? But, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So I got the 1 and the 2. Damn it. All right.
All right, Tags. Here we go. Are we ready? Here's your question. Which division is the worst from a fantasy standpoint? The worst answer on the board was the AFC West, which Tags said. 2 points.
Yeah, not good.
The worst NFL division, number 1 answer on the board. Not even close. In fact, the number 2 answer was worth 9 points. Number 1 was worth 67, and Joe, you got it. AFC East.
Yeah. I'm a Pats fan. I know this well.
Yes. Highest percentage of fab you've spent in the first 3 weeks of the season on a player.
I mean, it's not like the AFC West has any, you know, anybody interesting in it, like the Chiefs, you know.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way, your other answer, NFC West, was only worth 4 points, so that wasn't going to help.
So either way, you were screwed. So that they can sleep good at night now. See, Tags?
Okay, so again, on the number 4 question, Tags, you got the worst possible answer. 100% was worth 4
points. Come on.
Joe, you did not do much better, man. Seven.
Oh, I was at the other end of the spectrum.
Seven points for 35. The number 1 answer was worth 19. It was 50%.
Who's really, like, I don't know. When you're drafting, does it really enter into your sphere? I'm looking at talent. Strength of schedule. No. I don't know.
Oh no, that was for most fab. Now strength of schedule.
Most fab. Oh, most fab. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was like, wait a minute.
Strength
like
of schedule is the last one. Tags. You got the number 1 answer here. So you did really well on a couple of these. Yep. Really bad on the other ones. You got 21 points here for strength of schedule importance. Joe, you got the number 3 answer. Not too far behind. 17 points. I don't need to give the final total. You can see it on YouTube.com/fantasypros. I'm not going to do math in front of you on video, but it wasn't pretty. Joe, you lost again, and I will be reading a poem to Tags next episode that I'm on.
Actually, James has sent us the things in the email, and he said, Tags, if you lose, you have to read this.
Ooh.
And he sent you the same exact one, so you get to read it on air right now, as a matter of fact.
Ooh,
let's do it.
Excellent. Hey, can I just tell you while Bobby's reading that over?
Yeah.
Yeah, we completely screwed you on that first answer.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, dude. I sent him a Twitter DM. First answer is Dak Prescott.
Oh, my God.
I was the DM that he had to send because we wanted to screw with you a little bit. Have some fun.
You know what? I think we lost because of karma, Joe. Otherwise, we would have won.
We definitely did. But you know what? We made good entertainment, and that's all that matters.
We did.
And everybody that was in on it who's going to know on the back end of it that they're going to enjoy this now, and they'll watch it back knowing how well we played it off in the beginning.
And it was Joe's idea. I wasn't going to cheat.
It was
all
my idea.
We can't do that. You're going to win anyway.
Bobby's like, can't cheat. We couldn't possibly do that. It would be terrible. No, come on, let's have some fun with tags. Let's screw him with him a little bit. Throw him off his game.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's go. Let's read it.
Mike Tagliere is a fantasy stud, constantly making me look like a dud. His knowledge of football is second to none. On my list of life heroes, he's a clear number one. Handsome and kind with a beautiful soul, more clutch than Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. When it comes to start sit, he's a permanent start. The only true keeper on the roster of my heart.
Oh, that's it. That's the new Twitter handle.
I only listen to tags, sage advice. No one in the industry is more concise. And while this might seem a little bit risky, allow me to say, I love Mitch Trubisky.
Hey! Yes!
Oh, man, that was so good. That was so much better than we could have written.
Oh, my God, James, you are a god. That was fantastic.
Well done. Well done.
That was excellent.
Round of applause.
You know what? I'm glad I lost. That was a lot of fun. It is embarrassing, though, to talk about tags being the number one keeper in my heart.
Oh, I mean, that's beautiful. That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt.
It
right
is.
There.
It really is. And I'd personally like to thank my mom, for obvious reasons. And I'd also like to thank Joe for allowing me to win another episode.
Oh, man.
I mean,
Joe, I'll tell you what, the next time we do this, you're not invited.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
I'd say
man.
That we're probably the highest ratings when I'm on.
I was gonna say with your face on the YouTube channel, we're probably gonna get all kinds of views. People who don't even like fantasy football, they're gonna be like, look at that handsome guy. I'm gonna watch this video.
That's right. I have a face for radio. That's it. I have a face for radio. Let me tell you.
Joe is like he's like a David Draymond from Disturbed, 100%.
Oh, I'm totally. It's totally my doppelganger. Yeah.
Didn't you used to be an actor, Joe? Or are you still an actor?
Oh, yeah. No, I was for 15 plus years, a professional actor in the industry. Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure to watch the YouTube video so that even though Joe lost, you can watch his beautiful face at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's all right. It's about entertainment. It's not winning and losing. It's about fun.
That's
we had
right.
fun.
We did have a lot of fun, especially when we were cheating.
You know who won? The Fantasy Pros audience. That's who won.
That's who won. That's 100% true. Good job, Joe.
There you go.
All right, guys. Joe, thank you for coming on the show, man. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, even though you lost for me.
Yeah. But again, I won for everybody else. That's the idea. But no, it was great fun. I'm always happy to come on and chat football with you guys and make myself look like an idiot. It's always a good time.
All right, guys. Check out our cheat sheet creator at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. And thanks also to the sponsors of today's show, pristineauction.com. That's PRISTINE auction.com. Make sure to enter that registration code fantasypros, all one word, for $5 off when you sign up for free at pristineauction.com. And thanks also to Roman. You can go to getroman.com/fantasypros to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. You cannot rub some dirt on your erectile dysfunction, guys. You need to go in and get a doctor. Do it discreetly at getroman.com/fantasypros for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. For Joe Pisapia and Mike Tagliere, I'm Bobby Sylvester. Thanks for listening and enjoy your football. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.